Tonga.
A lovely good evening to you. Thank you so much for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. And now the news in detail. The Zambia National Service, ZNS, has with immediate effect suspended Sergeant Rodan Jovu from duty following the production and circulation of an obscene and indecent video in which she featured. In a statement, ZNS Chief of Public Relations and Liaison, Brigadier General Mabel Nyone, says the suspension is meant to pave way for police investigations and the subsequent prosecution of the case. She said this entails that she will not be officially performing ZNS duties and will be placed on half pay till the determination of her case by the courts of law. Brigadier General Nyone says this action is in line with ZNS disciplinary procedures and regulations. The Parliamentary Public Accounts Committee, PAC, and the Parliamentary Committee on Health and Social Services have commended the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, for implementing robust systems that enhance accountability, safety, storage and distribution of medicines. Speaking during a joint tour of ZAMSA offices in Lusaka, PAC Chairperson Warren Mwambazi has urged the executive to allocate increased funding to the agency to ensure the consistent availability of essential medicines across the country. He has reaffirmed PAC's support for ZAMSA and called for the substantive appointment of staff currently serving in acting capacities.
So today we came to ZAMSA just to acquaint ourselves on the operations of ZAMSA. It's our first time as Public Accounts Committee to come here and just appreciate the processes from receiving of the medicines or equipment to its dispatch to various hubs as well as the health facility. We're urging the executive to ensure that you are supported for us to curb all these misgivings and issues we have at ZAMSA. And also the other issue is to ensure that people in acting positions are either confirmed or reverted to their positions so that we can have a fully fledged and operational management.
Speaking at the same event, ZAMSA Interim Director General Dr. John Kachimba has encouraged members of parliament to continue providing oversight, noting that the systems implemented have significantly improved transparency, safety, and the efficient distribution of medical supplies.
Thank you for this visit. As ZAMSA, we felt it is important that we have this interaction to give you an insight into ZAMSA processes. A lot of work has gone into establishing these processes by ZAMSA, the Ministry of Health, and our cooperating partners. And the systems in place are designed to increase accountability, to ensure we do get value for money for everything that we get, as well as create a storage facility that is safe to maintain our commodities, safe from pilferage, as well as a system that allows us to distribute to every Zambian within our borders.
Meanwhile, Acting Chairperson of the Parliamentary Committee on Health and Social Services, Levan Chibombwe, has urged ZAMSA to expedite the delivery of all 156 ambulances procured under the Constituency Development Fund by August. Minister of Agriculture, Mdolo Piri, says the country has opened up export markets for its agricultural produce and continues to seek international partnerships for expertise, particularly in agricultural extension services and development of farming blocks. The minister has underscored the significance of the Lobito Corridor to regional agricultural transformation and has reiterated Zambia's unwavering commitment to its success. Ms. Apiri was speaking during a bilateral meeting with the Irish delegation led by Brendan Gleeson, Secretary General of the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, on the sidelines of the UN Food Systems Summit Plus 4. He reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to strengthening food systems and outlined policies that support agricultural investment and productivity. In response, Mr. Gleeson praised Zambia's enabling policy framework, aligned with Ireland's development approach and encouraged deeper collaboration, particularly through the Zambia-Ireland Sustainable Food Systems Strengthening Program. This is according to a statement issued by First Secretary Press at the Zambian Mission in Ethiopia, Hambaya Mungandu. The Zambia National Public Health Institute, ZNPHI, has called for investment in genomic infrastructure in the country and development of local experts in the field. Speaking at the Zambia Genomics Research Symposium 2025, ZNPHI Director General Professor Roma Chilingi notes that there is need to forge a strategic partnership across human health, veterinary science, environmental conservation, and agricultural science. He has noted that despite the progress made, sustained financial support remains critical to maintaining momentum and ensuring that policies promote the ethical and equitable use of genomic data for the benefit of the country.
Today's symposium is part of a broader effort to build that foundation. We must invest in genomic infrastructure, nurture local expertise, and forge a strategic partnership across human health, veterinary science, environmental conservation, and agriculture. Equally important, we must ensure that our policies and legal frameworks enable ethical and equitable use of genetic data and apply it to find practical solutions for the challenges we face as society.
And Africa Center for Disease Control Regional Director Dr. Lul Riek has expressed concern that the health systems on the continent are not independent, as most medicines, vaccines and equipment are all imported into the country.
Every time the Director General of Africa CDC, Dr. Kasiyedu, he gives the name, this is our second independent in when it comes to health. Our health system will not be fully independent until when we get this one right. Our ability to manufacture our own vaccines, our ability to manufacture our own diagnostic, same therapeutic and medical supplies. So our aim this is like here, the rest. They are very simple and straightforward.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, has expressed concern over government's continued acquisition of commercial debt even as it restructures previously acquired obligations. This comes as the International Monetary Fund Board approves the disbursement of $184 million to Zambia following the fifth performance review of the IMF's extended credit facility based on recommendations from the staff level agreement. CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mukelevai has warned that this approach risks undermining the potential benefits of a successful debt restructuring process, particularly as the new loans are being used to fund essential social programs. Ms. Mukelevai said the development highlights the urgent need to reassess Zambia's current budget financing strategy to ensure local term. Ms. Mukelevai said the development highlights the urgent need to reassess Zambia's current budget financing strategy to ensure long-term fiscal sustainability.
As an organization, we are concerned about both the rising debt stock in the last 5 years and the diversion to borrow commercially, even at rates beyond what the Eurobond initially had provided when Zambia was condemned to having gone for expensive loans. While currently debt is technically classified as sustainable, Zambia remains at a high risk of external and overall debt distress. Continued borrowing without adherence to debt management strategy aggravates this vulnerability, increasing the appetite for borrowing during a recovery phase, as the case has been for Zambia in the last 5 years.
The top international news.
kidnappers in Nigeria have killed at least 38 people.